他什么都像我们。
He was like us in every.
他样样都像我们。
In every aspect.
但是他以后不是在我们中间，他变成他们。
But in the end, he became one of them.
为什么呢
？Why?
他蒙受恩典。
He was
receiving. 听同样的道理。
He listened to the same.
经历同样的事迹。
He experienced.
看见神的作为。
He saw the work of God.
成为耶稣的门徒。
He became his disciple.
看耶稣行神迹。
Saw the signs
and wonders. 被耶稣差派。
Was sent by Jesus.
我们中间的一个。
He was one of us.
结果呢
？By the end,
他没有份。
He was
为什么呢？因为他对这些恩典的回应是不一样。
Because his response was different.
我相信这样你就明白这一段圣经到底写的时候目的是什么。
In this manner, you understand what's the purpose of
these verses. 你在我们中间吗
？Are you one of us?
我要你们永远在我们中间。
I want you to be one of us eternally.
我要你不是成为我们中间的他们。
So that you will not be one of them among us.
那么这些他们是怎样的人呢
？What about these other people?
第一样
，Firstly，
这里说他们。已经蒙了光照。
They have been enlightened.
这个光照什么意思呢
？What does enlightenment mean?
是谁照他们呢
？Who enlightened them?
当然有两件事情。
There are two aspects. Firstly,
真理的光照。
The enlightenment of the truth.
第二
，Secondly,
圣灵的光照。
The enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是真理的圣灵，所以圣灵用所启示的真理来光照我们。
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of truth, so He reveals and enlightens us with the truth.
这个在基督教新约的四圣经里面。
We can see this in the Gospels.
光照跟信息常常是有绝对的关系的。
Enlightenment is always has a direct relationship with the faith.
所以当神的话传出来的时候
，When the word of God is preached,
话里面有一些活泼的信息隐藏在里面。
There is living faith in the.
你听到这些活的信息的时候，你的心好像受到大光的照耀一样。
When you listen to these living sermons, your heart seems to be enlightened.
我相信我们都有这样的经验。
I believe all of us have such
experiences. 参加某一次聚会的时候
，In a certain gathering,
上帝的道传出来
，When the word of God is preached,
很重要的信息就大大光照你。
Suddenly, important messages are illuminated.
所以你就过来
，And we turn around.
你明白过来
，We understood.
你从内心的深处警醒起来
，From the bottom of our heart,
这句话是对我讲的。
We said these words are for
you. 你有没有这样的经验呢
？Have you such
experiences? 我们每一个人都有这样的经验。
Every one of us experiences.
上帝的道是活泼的。
Because the word of God is living.
上帝的道是有功效的。
It is effective.
上帝的道是像两刃的利剑一样。
It's like a double-edged sword.
可以赤路破开，连魂一体，灵一魂。你棍尖一鼓锤，心思意念都可以揭开，都辨明。
Is able to distinguish between the bone and the marrow, the body and the spirit, and every thought in our heart.
所以，请你注意，当光照这个词出现的时候
，When the word enlightenment appears，
一定是圣灵这个道所做的在我们身上的工作。
It must refer to the work that the Holy Spirit works with the word.
蒙了光照
，and we are enlightened.
第二样
，Secondly。
在希伯来书这里告诉我们，闪过天恩的滋味。
They have tasted the goodness of the word.
那这个字呢，在全本新约只有用这一次。
This is the only place it is mentioned.
天恩，什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
恩典呢，不是从人来的。
It is not a grace from man.
恩典是从神天上宝座赐下来的。
It came from the throne of God.
第三章第一节告诉我们
，The third chapter verse one.
我们同蒙天照的圣洁的弟兄们。
Those of us who are called holy brothers by the holy calling.
我们蒙召是从天上的呼召来的。
We have been called from heaven.
第六章告诉我们天恩。
But chapter 6 says heavenly gift.
我们领受的恩是从天上赐下来的。
The grace comes from heaven.
像你对照到以弗所书第一章的时候。
When you compare this to Ephesians 1.
我们领受了天上一切的福气。
We have received all blessings from heaven.
这些福气是从天上来的。
These blessings came from heaven.
不是从地上来的。
Not from the earth.
那么这样呢？这些在我们中间的人，他们到底曾经蒙受过什么呢？
What about these people who are among us? Firstly,
他蒙了光照。
They have been enlightened.
在神给他的信息中有大光照耀着他。
In the word of God, they were enlightened.
所以他知道他的光景。
They understood their status.
他知道他所觉悟的是什么。
They understood what they should turn around
from. 他知道他蒙照出的本相是怎么样。
They know what they are like before God.
第二样。
Secondly,
他尝了滋味。
They tasted the heavenly gift.
天恩的滋味。
The heavenly gift.
那请注意，这里的尝的意思是什么呢
？What does tasted means?
不是单单看。
Not only have they seen it.
不是单单做旁观者。
Or just a sightseer.
是主观曾经试过，曾经。稍微经历过
They have experienced as a first person.
你看见一个果子漂亮的不得了在那里
When you look at the fruit, very beautiful.
单单那种果子一念名字你口就会口水流出来
Perhaps it's a fruit that will make you hungry once mentioning
it. 何况看见就在你的面前
And the fruit is right before you.
而且这是你从小最喜欢吃的现在已经三年没有吃了
As this is a fruit that you is your favorite fruit.
所以你看见它树的那个影子，那个这么吸引人的状况。
When you look at how attractive and ripe it is.
你的口就开始酸酸的出来了。
Perhaps you try to start to salivate.
你靠近它了。
And you move closer.
这个时候你跟看一张图画是不一样。This
is different as looking at a photograph.
你看一张图画多好看，你不会去拿来吃。
No matter how beautiful a photo is, you will not take it and eat it.
这里有一个理性的根末。
Because in a reason, you
understand. 清楚地告诉你，那是一张纸，那不是真的果子。
Clearly, your reason tell you that that is not a real fruit.
今天许多的教外的基督徒，非基督徒，
those non-Christians,
他们对基督教的认识，就像看一张这个映出的很漂亮的果子一样。
Their understanding about Christianity is as if they are looking at a fruit in a photograph.
但是当那些人进到教会里面来,
but when these other people came into the church,
在有形的教会里面参加有份的,
in the visible church,
听到那些重要的道理,
when they listen to important
messages,
when they receive enlightenment,
他就试试看要尝这味道,
they will try to taste the fruit.
天恩的滋味是什么?
The taste of the heavenly gift.
他闪过了,
they have tasted.
他闪过了什么意思?
They have tasted this.
他参与有份的,
it means they participate.
他闪过了什么意思呢?
What does it mean to taste?
他知道味道。
That means they know the taste.
他闪过了什么意思呢?
What does it mean to taste?
亲身经历部分。
They've experienced a part of it.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
他自己经历了。
They've experienced it.
如果你问他这是什么果子呢?
So if you ask them what sort of fruit is this,
他可以告诉你,
he will be able to tell you.
为什么可以告诉你?
Why?
因为他有知识吗?
Because he has knowledge. No.
他闪过了。
Because he has tasted it.
闪过跟没有闪过不一样。
There's a difference between tasting and not tasting. 吃过榴莲的人举手，我看看。吃过榴莲的举手，好，手放下来。我问，没有吃过的请举手。我看看。有的人不但没有吃过，是一生一世决定不要吃的。为什么？为什么？眼眼嗅到那味道就想跑了。Because they will run away when they smell it.
我的母亲是印尼生的。
My mother was born in Indonesia.
后来最大的富翁把她娶了，把她带回中国。
The greatest millionaire married her.
所以一个印尼生的就把孩子全部在中国生。
So although she was born in Indonesia, all of us were born in China.
又她再回到印尼。
In the end, she returned to Indonesia.
那我们跟她回到印尼的时候呢?
When we returned back to Indonesia,
那我九岁。
I was 9.
但她回到印尼的时候,
when we returned,
她已经离开印尼24年了。
She left in Indonesia for 24 years.
所以回到印尼的时候,
when we returned,
她就找臭豆来吃。
She looked for 臭。
臭豆是一种豆，很臭的，就是叫臭豆 ，smelly bean 就好了
，smelly bean。
过不久，他就找榴莲来吃
，then later she looked for
榴莲。哇，我们从中国生的，没有到过印尼的，妈妈一买臭豆，我们就快快跑。And
those of us who are born in China are afraid of the smelly bean.
家里一有榴莲，我们就捏住鼻子。And
there's durian, we can't stand it.
妈妈吃了榴莲。 当天我们尽量跟他少讲话。
We don't want to speak to our mother when she takes
it. 因为她每一句话都有榴莲味道出来。
Because every time she speaks, it
smells. 那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我们吓死了。
We were afraid.
因为那味道不是我们惯性里面所喜欢的。
Because it's not a taste that we like.
结果怎么办呢？
In the end.
结果你试试看吧。
She said, try it.
要不要试呢？
Do we want to try?
不要。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
很臭。
It smells.
你们新加坡有没有臭豆腐啊？
Do you have smelly bean curd?
有没有臭豆腐啊？有吃臭豆腐的举手，我看看。 啊！我每次在台北走过卖臭豆腐的地方，我就心里没有人屁比这更臭，臭死了。
In Taipei, when I walk by the store, I always think nothing is more.
但是我的同工说香死了。
But my coworker says it's great smell.
我说你鼻子有问题了。
I said something's wrong with your nose.
他说唐牧师，你的鼻子也有问题。He
said Reverend Tong, something's wrong with your nose.
你这个很香的地，你不试过你不知道。
You must try it.
那我连试都不要试，怎么会知道？
I don't even dare to try.
他说你要试。
He said
怎么样试呢？ 他说：“捏住鼻子，把臭豆腐放进去。”
You just force feed yourself.
那么你嗅不到它的臭味。
When you cannot smell it,
你就尝到它的香味。
You can taste its fragrance.
等到你真的喜欢的时候，
When you truly like it,
那你没有它就很难生活。
You will find it difficult to live without.
榴莲就是这样。
Durian is the same.
就叫做反合性。
This is paradoxical.
爱的。 爱之如命，
you love it as if it's your life.
恨的恨之入骨，
but those who hate it, hate it with all
strength. 怕的逃之夭夭，
and those who are afraid will run.
对不对呢？ 所以榴莲很像福音。
Durian is like the gospel.
大家说榴莲很像福音。 怕福音的怕得要命。
Those who are afraid of gospel are so afraid of it.
爱福音的爱得要命。
Those who are loving, loving.
甚至做一首歌，我爱传扬主福音，这样爱福音。 为什么永恒中间没有故事好讲呢？就是讲福音。
In eternity, we only talk about the gospel.
千千万万年还讲福音。
For thousands of years, we will.
永远讲福音的就是福音。
Forever, we will tell the story.
爱的爱到这个地步。
We love it to such extent.
恨的恨到那样的地步。
And those who hate it, hate it to that extent.
那么，如果你试过
，If you have tried it,
当然你就亲身经验的。
You have experienced it.
经验过
，When you have experienced it,
你就不同的感觉。
There will be a different experience.
你有不同的感觉。
You have different feelings.
你有不同的评价。
There will be a different judgment.
你有不同的评价。
You have a different judgment.
人家就另眼看待你怎么讲的。
People will take note of what you say.
每一个做父亲的人
，Those who are fathers,
都有这样的经验。
Have the same experience.
就是当你的孩子每天吸牛奶、吸牛奶、吸的，到第一天可以吃芒果的时候
，When your child can take.Mango,
第一次可以吃饭的时候
the first time the child can eat
可以吃橘子水的时候
can drink orange juice,
你很兴趣他的表情
you are interested in how he looks
你试看你做爸爸第一次、哦、第一个孩子你第一次不喝牛奶那一天开始吃芒果吃苹果吃糖果吃什么果
the first day the child partakes of anything apart from milk
那你就带照相机看
take a camera
你把芒果放在 tax credit
when you put mango into the mouth
他一定做鬼脸给你看
的。Surely the child will expression.
那你啪啪啪啪啪拍几张照片出来。
Then you can take a picture.
第二天给他另外一种果。
Give him different fruits.
比如说你给他葡萄。
For example, grapes.
又另外一种念头出来。
Different expression.
为什么呢？因为他正在亲身经历那个味道。
Because the child is experiencing the taste.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
很多非基督徒。
Many non-Christians.
从来不知道基督教的味道是。
They do not know what Christianity tastes like.They come
进来了以后呢
After that,
神就把道理给他们了
God gave him his word.
圣灵就把光照耀他们
The Holy Spirit illuminated them.
道给他听进去了以后呢
When they received the word,
有一些就经历了一些道的味道
Some experienced the taste of the gospel.
这就是第二样
This is the second one.
第一蒙了光照
First one is enlightenment.
第二尝了天恩的味道
tasted the heavenly gift.
第三是什么呢
The third portion.
他们并以圣灵中间有份
They partook of the Holy Spirit.
那我相信这是最难解释的一句话。
This is most difficult to
say. 这些人在圣灵中间有份，什么意思呢
？What does it mean to share in the Holy Spirit?
请你注意，圣灵是位格。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵不是一体。
He is not a body.
圣灵是一个位格，有位格性的第三个位格的上帝。
He is the third person of the Triune God.
圣灵不是 Coca-Cola.
He's not Coke.
所以你说这个人被圣灵充满了。
When you say a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
满了三分之一，还有三分之二还没有满。
所以，
我的圣灵跟满三分之二了，满出来了。这个人被圣灵充满了。我告诉你，圣灵不是 Coca-Cola.
Holy Spirit is not a Coke.
所以你不能用这样的办法来解释什么叫圣灵充满。
You cannot describe the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是位格。
Holy Spirit is a person.
所以当圣灵充满一个人的时候
，When the Holy Spirit fills a person,
整个的生命充满在你里面。
He fills his entire life.
整个的主权管理你的生命。
His entire sovereignty is over you.
整个的旨意操纵你的意志。
His will controls
your will. 他整个圣爱充满你的感情。
His holy love fills your emotion.
他的公义充满你的个性。
His righteousness
fills your character. 是一个被圣灵充满的人。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的思想、他的情感、他的意志、他的行动，都在神的管制之下。
Every aspect of his life is under the control of God.
那么圣灵中有份什么意思呢
？What does he mean to share in the Holy Spirit?
你不能说的圣灵就像一个这个有限公司一样的。
You cannot say the Holy Spirit is like a limited company.
那我就买了几股叫做有圣灵的份，我买了几股，我有份于圣灵。
I buy a few shares to have share in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是股票。
Holy Spirit is not shares.
圣灵不是股份里面一份。
It is not one of the many shares.
圣灵是神。
He is God.
圣灵是位格。
He is a person.
有份的圣灵怎么解释呢
？So what does this mean to share?
是不是圣灵已经进到他里面内住了呢
？Does that mean that the Holy Spirit entered into that person to live?
当然不是这个意思。
No.
因为如果一个圣灵已经内住了的人
，Because when a person has the Holy Spirit within him,
一定是一个随耶稣基督是有永生的人。
He must be a person who belongs to Jesus Christ and has eternal life.
真正有永生的人
，A person who truly has eternal life,
没有可能明明羞辱耶稣基督。
Will not be possible to humiliate Jesus.
这一段的圣经你看见这些人不是真正重生得救的。
But here it tells us these people are not truly born again.
他们甚至可以把耶稣重钉十字架。
Because they can crucify Jesus again.
他们甚至可以羞辱明明的羞辱耶稣基督。
And humiliate him.
那么这些到底的圣灵中有份什么意思呢
？So what does this mean to share in the Holy Spirit?
表示他们曾经有份于圣灵在他们身上做了一些工作。
It means that they participated in some work that the Holy Spirit
圣灵感动过他。
The Holy Spirit has moved
所以他们经历过圣灵对他们的感动。
They have experienced this moving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵光照过他。
The Holy Spirit illuminated them.
经历过圣灵的光在他身上的照射。
Experience this illumination.
圣灵曾经对他们做感动的工作。
The Holy Spirit has moved them.
圣灵曾经对他们做启示的工作。
The Holy Spirit has illuminated them.
启发的工作。
To reveal to them.
所以这些人就有份于圣灵在他们身上运行的工作。
In this manner, they shared in the Holy Spirit's work.
这是第三句话。
This is the third portion.
第四句话是什么呢
？The third, fourth portion.
他们也明白了这个善道。的这个恩赐赏过这个滋味
They tasted the goodness of the word of God.
所以这里是第二次提到赏亲自去赏的味道
This is the second description of tasting.
表示他们经历了
Means that
他们知道这个道是善的
They know that the word is good.
上帝的道是好的道
The word of God is good.
上帝的道是良善的道
It's a word of
righteousness. 他们亲自赏过了
They have tasted it.
已经知道这个道的好处了
They know the goodness of the word.
那么这些人是不是得救的人
Are they saved?
如果他们不是得救的人
If they are not saved,
他们为什么赏这个道呢
How can they taste the
为什么有分离圣灵呢
How can they share the
为什么是蒙了光照的呢
How can they be illuminated?
如果他是得救的人
But if they are saved,
为什么保罗说希伯来书说的是他们不是我们的
Why did the author refer them to as them?
所以有关这一段圣经的解释
About this explanation,
有好几派不同的圣经注释不同的讲法讲出来
Many different people give different explanation to it.
那我们的解释是什么解释
What about us?
这是归正神学的解经大会
This is an expositionary preaching of Reformed theology.
我要把所有有关于归正的思想跟这些关系的这种内容呢把它做一个结论
I want to summarize this in reference to Reformed theology.
这一本圣经从头到尾是一致的
The Bible is consistent from the beginning to the end.
所以如果你把这一段当作是已经得救，后来又在灭亡的人来说
，If you refer to this passage to those who are saved and then are perished，
你就硬硬的、勉强的把这一段圣经跟圣经其他好几段的圣经做一个不必要的冲突，做一个不必要的这个争战。
There will be an unnecessary conflict between this verse and other verses in the Bible.
圣经其他的地方很清楚告诉我们。
There are many portions in the Bible telling us clearly.
凡父所赐给我的人
，Anyone that the Father has given to me，
必到我这里来。
Will come to me。
到我这里来的人
，Those who come to me，
我一个也不撇下。
I will not lose even one。
父啊
，Father，
我已经把永生赐给你所赐给我的人。
I have given eternal life to those whom you have given to me.
是父把这些人赐给耶稣基督。
It is the Father who gave these people to Jesus Christ.
把万国赐给子做产业。
To give all the nations to the Son.
子就把永生赐给他们做基业。
And the Son gave eternal life as inheritance.
所以这些人因为父的吸引就到耶稣基督面前来。
These people were attracted by the Father to come to Jesus.
到耶稣基督面前来的人，他一个也不撇下。
Those who come to Jesus Christ, he will not forsake even one.
保守他们也一个也不失落。
And ensure that not one will follow.
因为他们得着主所赐给他的永生。
Because they receive the eternal life.
永生顾名思义就是永永远远的生命。
Eternal life, of course, refers to a life that's eternal.
永生顾名思义就是永永远远不灭亡的生命。
A life that will never perish away.
所以这样的那些在基督里面领受永生的人
，In this manner, those who receive eternal life in Christ,
永不失落的人
，will never fall.
是永不灭亡的人
，will never perish.
是蒙保守到底的人。
Who will be secured all the way?
这样，这一段的圣经到底要讲的是什么呢
？What about this Bible verse?、Then?
就是曾经在我们中间闪过这些天恩味道，却以后不在我们中间的人。
He referred to those who have tasted the heavenly gift but will not be with us in the future.
他们曾经加入了有形的教会。
They entered into the physical church.
他们又看到了无形教会真正的价值在哪
？But they cannot see the true value of the invisible church.
所以他们的有形教会。就是没有流失，也未曾真正进到无形教会里面。
In the visible church, although they were not lost, but they never entered into the invisible.
如果他们在有形教会流失，也就证明他们没有资格进到无形教会里面。
If they are lost within the visible church, it means they do not qualify even for the invisible church.
外表的基督徒。
These are external Christians.
这是现象的基督徒。
These are Christians on the surface.
这是在本质上从来没有真正重生的基督徒。
In essence, they have never been born again.
这是基督教教徒、礼拜堂堂徒，实际上糊里糊涂。
These are Christians by name only.
那么你问他的时候呢？
When you ask these people,
你千万不要以为他不会讲啊。
Do not think that they cannot answer your questions.
因为他蒙过光照。
Because they have been illuminated.
他闪过天恩的滋味。
They have tasted the heavenly gift.
他们圣灵中间有份过。
They shared in the Holy Spirit.
而且他已经知道上帝的上道的滋味。
They have tasted the goodness of the word of God.
不但如此，他又明白来世的全能。
They also understand the powers to come.
所以这些人听到的经验是很丰富的。
These people have great experiences in listening.
他们对神启示的真理的认识是很广泛的。
They have deep understanding of the revelation of God.
他不但把天恩的味道闪过了。
Not only they tasted heavenly gift.
他就悟来世的全能。
They even understand the powers of the coming age.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他知道有一天有审判。
It means that they know there's
judgment. 有一天有新天新地的来临。
There's new heaven and earth.
有一天他们面对上帝负责。
That we will respond to
God one day. 这些道理他都听过了。
All these teachings they
他都明白了。
They understood.
够了吗？
Is this enough?
不够。
Not enough.
这就是困难在这个地方。
This is where the problem is.
你经历了这些。
You experienced
all this. 你蒙了光照。
You've been illuminated.
你有生命的感动。
You shared in the
Holy Spirit. 你闪过这个味道。
You tasted this.
你是就悟来世的全能。
You also know the power that is to come.
但是你怎么样呢？
But what about you?
你的回应就决定你是哪一种人。
Your response will show what sort of people you are.
所以这里告诉我们的。
The Bible says,
他们对神的回应是错误的。
Their response was wrong.
大家我们来看第六节。
Let us look at verse 6.
他们这些救物来世全的人，若是离开道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔。
If they fall away, to be brought back to repentance.
离开道理。
If they fall away.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
离开上帝的道。
It means they leave the word of God.
请你注意，在这里用的名词，希腊文词 theo rhema。
In Greek is theorema.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这里不是用 theologos.
It's not theologos.
因为圣经里面两个字描写上帝的道。
There are two words in the Bible that describe the word.
一个就是客观性的，神所启示的这个道叫做 logos.
The one is logos, the objective word of God.
另外一个就是主观性，你经历过的，感到里面的信息对你的意义，有能力运行在身上的那种经历过的那个道。
The second is a word that is a product of your experience.
所以有一个一生有个正面交易，亲自听到救护到他话语能力的那个意思在里面。
There is a meaning that we actually understand and experience the power of the word because of direct contact with God.
道对他来说不是一个知识。
The word is not just a knowledge.
道对他来说是一个信息。
The word is a message.
道对他来说不是一种理性的了解。
The word is not a product of reason.
道对他来说是生命曾经经历过的一部分的能力。
But the word is a power that they have experienced.
如果这样的人，
a person like that,
听了道，
when they listen to the word,
领受了这个全能，
experience
the power, 经历了这个味道，
to know the taste,
知道了神实际的能力，
to know the real power of God,
他离弃这个道的话，
if they fall away,
就不能叫他重新懊悔。
You cannot bring them back to repentance.
什么意思呢？神就要把他任凭掉。
It means God will let them go.
当耶稣基督最后一次跟犹大在一起的时候，
The last time Jesus Christ was with Judas.
那一天耶稣为门徒洗脚，我相信包括连犹大的脚耶稣也洗。
When he washed the feet of the disciples, I believe he washed the feet of Judas as well.
我不知道当耶稣替犹大洗脚的时候，他的心多么痛。
I do not know what sort of pain the Lord experienced when he washed his feet.
我更不明白犹大坐在那里给耶稣洗脚的时候，他怎样的麻痹。
I do not understand how Judas could sit there and have Jesus wash his feet.
当洗完脚以后，
After the washing,
他们一同领受圣餐。
They received the Holy Communion.
耶稣说，这是我的身体为你们剥开。
Jesus said, this is my body broken for
you. 我要把我的身体为你剥开来。
I will break my body.
我要把我的血为你们流出来。
I will bleed for you.
所以你们罪得住赦免。
So that your sin will be forgiven.
犹大受感动。
Was Judas moved?
犹大可能受感动。
Perhaps he was.
犹大还会受感动吗？
Can he still be moved?
我不知道。
I do not know.
但是呢？
However,
耶稣把食物放在他的盘子上的时候，
When Jesus gave of the food to him,
对他说：“你要做的是，你现在去做吧。”
And say, "Go and do what you must."
什么意思？
What does this mean?
我最后告诉你。
Let me tell you one last time.
你犯罪，是我给你自由的。
I give you the freedom to sin.
你不要我。你对我的回应我知道。
I know your response of rejection.
你曾经在这个道上有份。
You partook of the word.
你曾经亲眼看见上帝的国降临。
You saw the kingdom of God coming.
你曾经听见人奉我的名赶鬼，鬼就出去。
You saw people exorcising the demons in my name.
你都知道这些事情。
You know all these things.
你不是单单学书上一些的知识。
You are not just learning from the book.
你上过。
You have tasted it.
你经历过。
You have experienced
it. 你蒙光照过。
You were illuminated.
你亲眼看过。
You have seen it with your eyes.
你是实实在在有一些生命的明白的人。
Truly, you have some understanding of the life.
你就来世的全能。
You know the power to come.
但是
，However,
你现在还硬心做这个事情。
But your heart is still hardened.
耶稣说：“你去做吧。
”Jesus said, "Go."
他以为说：“主啊，我不做。
”He said, "Lord, I do not want to go."
他马上去做。
Immediately he went.
因为这表示耶稣都许可他做。
It means Jesus allowed him to do it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，许多时候你要因为为上帝答应你的祷告而害怕，不要感激。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes you ought to be fearful that God answer your prayers.
请你再听这句话。
Listen to this.
这是许多基督徒没有注意的。
This is something Christians don't understand.
我们讲你，我祷告，上帝听了，我很高兴。
Sometimes we are joyous because God answer our prayers.
神答应你的祷告。
When God answer your prayer.
有好几种答应你种的。
There are many different types of
answers. 有一种的答应就是好吧，去吧，我让你自由，这是很危险的答应。
Some answer is God just letting you go. This is dangerous.
当一个医生对护士说。
When the doctor says to the nurse,
不准他吃太甜的东西。
Do not let this person take sweets.
不准他吃太辣的东西。
Do not let him take hot stuff.
不准他吃这种东西。
Do not let the patient take.
记得吗？
Do you remember this?
护士说记得。
The nurse will say yes.
这个病人说，护士啊，我很想吃那个糕， okay. 我很想吃这个果。
The patient said, I'd like to take this cake and this
food. 护士说不可以。
The nurse said no.
医生千交代万交代不可以。
The doctor says no.
对不起。
Sorry,
这是为你的好处。
This is for your own good.
医生啊，我想吃这个，我想吃那个。
Oh, doctor, I want to eat this or that.
有一天
，One day,
医生在查完了以后呢
，After the doctor finishes rounds,
医生不讲
，He won't say anything.
对护士说
，He told the nurse,
从今天开始
，From today onwards,
他要吃什么都给他吧。
Whatever he wants, give it to him.
给他自由啊
，Give him the freedom.
这个好不好啊
？Is this good news?
好不好啊
？Is this good news?
危险不危险
？Is this dangerous?
然后你说感谢主听我的祷告。
You say thank you God for listening.
是你答应我的祷告了。
Answering me.
当神的主权不再干预你的时候
，When the sovereignty of God is not over you，
就是神的任凭使你去死的时候
，It means that God is allowing you to die.
犹大，去吧。
Judas, go.
你去做你要做的事情。
Go do what you must do.
犹大的硬着心。
And Judas hardened his heart.
撒旦就进了他心里面。
The Bible says Satan entered into him.
他就去了。
And he went.
在他眼目中间呢。
In his eyes.
30块钱比耶稣的命更重要的。
30 pieces of silver is more valuable than the life of Jesus.
犹大应当拿30个经济修博士的学位。
Judas ought to have 30 PhD in economics.
因为他是世界上第一个人经济发生困难的时候。把老师当作商品卖的一个人。
He was the first person who sold his teacher when he was in financial trouble.
这样的人一定没有经济困难。
A person like that will never be.
没有钱一定有东西可以卖的。
He will sell anything when he's poor.
无论如何一定有钱到手。
No matter how he will be rich.
他是真正的经济学专家。
He is a true economist.
经济专家。
He's a real expert.
犹大没有办法穷的。
He cannot be poor.
没有可能没有钱。
It's not possible for him
to be poor. 如果可以节省的奉献来增加财富也不错。
He probably was safe on the offering.
也什么都没有的，老师卖。还可以产出一些钱来，更不错。
He can still sell his teacher for some money.
上帝看见他的心。
God understood him.
你有份吗
？Do you want to find this?
你听过到吗
？Have you heard the word?
有。
Yes.
你受圣灵感动过吗
？Have you been moved by the Holy Spirit? Yes.
你真的得救吗
？Have you been saved?
没有。
No.
所以这段圣经就是指这些在我们中间的他们。
This Bible refers to those among us who belong to them.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
他们。
They,
我们中间有一些他们
there are those who belong to them who are among us.
他们不像你们
they are not like us.
你们不是他们
you are not like them.
我相信你们不是他们
I believe you are not like them.
他们在我们中间
they are with us.
他们受我们所受的恩典
they have received the same grace.
他们还是一个他们
but they still belong
他们在有形教会中间
they are in the visible church.
他没有进到无形的真教会
they have not entered in the invisible church.
他从外表来看是基督徒
From the surface, they look like Christians.
神没有承认他。
But God did not take care of
them. 这些人曾经一同赶鬼。
They have exercised
demons. 这些人曾经一同医病。
They have healed the sick.
这些人甚至曾经一同传道。
They even preached the gospel.
主啊
，Oh Lord，
我不是奉你的名说预言。
Did I not prophesy in your name?
我不是奉你的名赶鬼吗
？Did I not exercise in your name?
我不是奉你的名医病兴神。
Did I not heal in your name?
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said，
我实 实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I say to you,
我从来不认识你们。
I do not know you.
去吧。
Go.
你们这些作恶的人。
All you evildoers.
不要以为凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人都进天国。
Do not think that all who call upon the name of the Lord will enter the kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才。
Only those who are obedient to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我相信这是一贯的所谓归正的神学家的看法。
I believe this is consistent to Reformed theology.
不单单是神学家与神学家一致的看法。
This is not only consistent between theologians.
这个一致的看法的最重要原因，因为这个教训跟全本圣经一致的教训是融合在一起。
This understanding is consistent because it's consistent with the rest of the Bible.
神是永远的神。
God is the eternal God.
神是应许永生的神。
God is a God that promises eternity.
神赐下真理的神。
He's a God that gave us truth.
神有圣灵光照您的神。
He illuminates us with the Holy Spirit.
神的灵是感动人的神。
His Holy Spirit moves us.
但是
，however，
当人轻看神的恩典的时候
，when we despise His grace，
人抗拒神的恩惠的时候
，when we reject Him，
神就认。凭他做灭亡的道路
，God will allow us to move on the path of destruction.
不能重新懊悔。
We cannot turn back to repentance.
因为他把基督从钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Because they crucified Christ to public disgrace.
现在我要做最后的结论。
I want to conclude.
就是当希伯来书写出来这本以后不久
，Not long after the book of Hebrews was written.
大逼迫就临到罗马帝国。
Great persecution arrived.
临到罗马帝国的真正的原因是什么呢
？What is the true reason for this persecution?
罗马帝国曾经对犹太人有另眼看待的一个经验。
The Roman Empire had a different understanding about the Jews.
你注意听下面这句话。
Listen to this carefully.
在整个罗马帝国的版图里面
，In the entire Roman Empire,
都不太难统治。
They are all quite easy to rule.
最难统治的民族就是犹太人。
The Jews are the hardest.
因为他们死死的、硬硬的说，只有一位上帝是主，别人不是主。
Because they insisted that only one God is the Lord.
所以这个伤了整个罗马帝国凯撒最大的尊严。
And this is a great insult to Caesar.
因为在罗马帝国版图下面，每一个人都要称凯撒是主。
Because in the Roman Empire, Caesar must be known as Lord.
主就是我的主人。
That is our master.
我的主宰。
Our
我的掌管者。
The person who controls me.
我是你的，是私产。
I am your property.
整个罗马帝国是凯撒的。
The entire Roman Empire belonged to Caesar.
犹太人才不管这个事情。
But the Jews did not.
他们说耶和华是主。
They said Jehovah God is Lord.
凯撒不是主。
Caesar is not Lord.
那么多少人这样做？
How many people did this?
全国的百姓都这样做。
The whole nation did.
凡是不称凯撒为主的都要杀头。
But those who do not call Caesar as Lord must be.
那么整个犹太民族都不称凯撒为主，全民都要杀死是吗？
Does that mean that the whole nation must die?
所以这个很辣手的事情。
This is a difficult problem.
罗马帝国最没有办法的就是犹太民族。
And the Roman Empire did not know what to do with the Jews.
所以他们战争久得不得了。
And they fought for a long time.
僵持不下。
They could not solve the
problem. 当他们把马萨达征服下来的时候
，When they controlled Masada，
发现没有一个屈服的。
They realized no one
没有一个承认失败的
was willing to admit defeat.
还没有像凯撒认主以前个个自杀死的
They all committed suicide before they even acknowledged Caesar to be Lord.
所以罗马帝国
the Roman Empire
就定这个条例
had a rule then
准许犹太人称耶和华为主
They allowed the Jews to call Jehovah
统治他们的办法
the way to rule over
跟统治其他罗马版图的地方是不一样
was different from the way they rule over our other provinces.
他们是特别的民族
they are special people.
所以让他所以有关宗教事务罗马人根本不爱参手
The Romans were not interested in religion.
这就是比拉多洗手的原因
This was why Pontius Pilate washed his hand.
你们说他是犹太人王你们去吧你们自己处理我不管他就洗手与我无干
He said, you said that he is the king of the Jews I wash my hand of him
请你注意
Take note of this
他们说
They say,
如果你不让他死
If you do not let him die
你不忠于该杀
You are not loyal to Caesar
哎呀这一炮打得太厉害了
This is an important trick.
因为整个犹太人不忠于该撒，现在转过来变成犹太巡抚比拉都不忠于该撒。
Because in the first place, the entire Jewish people were not loyal to Caesar.
比拉都绝对不干这个事情。
And Pontius Pilate did not want any part.
促使了你们去办吧。
Go kill him yourself.
这个权力，这个文书就交给他们去。
And give them the authority.
你们把他钉十字架，你们去处理吧。
Go and crucify him.
啊，洗手不干。
And he washed his hands.
现在弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
那么现在我要问你一个问题。
Let me ask you this question.
犹太人信上帝，罗马帝国不大干涉。
When the Jews believed in God, the Romans left them alone.
为什么基督徒相信耶稣基督是主, 他马上杀,
Why did the Christians then?
原来后来这个罗马帝国的人发现基督徒不是犹太教。
Later on, they realized that the Christians are not the same as the Jews.
那么这样，我们跟犹太教另眼相看的那个宪法，就不是用在这一类的人身上。
So you should do what the methods should not apply to the Christians.
他们就称耶和华是主。
They say Jehovah is God.
那么你另外这里犹太的耶稣是主，耶稣是人，怎么变成主呢？
But these people say Jesus is Lord, but Jesus is a human being.
反称耶和华是主的，我还照样好好对待他。
So those who call upon Jehovah as Lord, they can still
withstand.
But they want to kill all who call
Jesus.
And persecution. And great persecution.
Nero.
Trajanus.
Vespasian. Diocletian.
Different generation, different empire. And they killed the
Christians. 第一世纪,
From first to the third century.
那么这些基督徒要表态了。
And the Christians must make a stand. I heard his word. What do I do then? Do you still say Jesus is Lord? No. Those who ignore Jesus Christ. And this is what the verse
means.
Have you understood this? Those who heard his word. Have shared in his
illumination.
Shared in the heavenly
gift.
Shared in the Holy Spirit. And tasted the goodness of
God.
And understand the power to
come.
You put him in public
display.
And persecution comes. The Holy Spirit
moved the altar.
To write chapter 6 and chapter 10.
叫他们不要开玩笑,
to warn them.
因为这就是在宇宙中间, 到底凯撒是主, 或者耶稣是主, 那个分界线。
This is the place that determines whether Caesar is Lord or Jesus is Lord.
凯撒的权势很大,
Caesar was great power.
拿撒勒人耶稣的师徒手筹五寸天,
but the disciples of Jesus of Nazareth had no
weapons.
But the true king is there,
不在那里,
not with Caesar.
所以罗马书很重要。
The book of Romans, therefore, is important.
只有罗马书讲到这句话,
Only Romans say this.
他们口称耶稣为主的就必得救。
If you acknowledge Jesus as Lord, you will be saved.
这句话一定要在罗马书。
This is in the book of Romans.
不是在这个以弗所书。
Not in Ephesians.
不是在哥罗西书。
Or Colossians.
不是在加拉太书。
Or Galatians.
一定要在罗马书。
It must be in the book of Romans. Why?
这是对罗马帝国把人当作神的一种真正的反应提出来的话语。
This is something in response to the Roman Empire treating a human being as God.
所以呢, 当罗马人收到保罗第四章的信的时候,
when the Romans received the letter from Paul,
他们就发动,
they trembled.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为保罗说,
because the
Apostle said,
if you acknowledge Jesus with your mouth as Lord, you will be saved.
今天福音派肤浅的传道怎么讲呢?
The shallow teaching of the evangelical says,
主啊,
just call the way Lord, you will be saved.
不是这样简单,
that's not so simple.
那句话是意思是什么呢?
The verse means,
罗马,
for Romans,
你们如果称耶稣为主, 你就被杀,对不对?
If you call Jesus as Lord, you will be killed.
如果你连被杀都不怕, 你一定是得救的人。
If you're not even afraid of dying, surely you are saved.
是这个意思的,
this is what it meant.
所以当罗马书寄出去的时候,
when the letter of Romans was sent,
试验基督徒是以凯撒为主, 或者以耶稣为主。
It was a testing for Christians whether they were called Caesar.
称耶稣为主,
if you call Jesus as Lord,
你就必得救,
you will be saved.
当希伯来书寄出去,
when the letter of Hebrew was sent,
就是你称耶稣不是主的话, 你就被灭亡,
it tells us that you will be perished when you do not acknowledge Jesus. Romans is a positive encouragement. But Hebrews give us a negative crisis. When all these letters were sent, they were sent to prepare Christians for their persecutions.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
希伯来书里面五大警戒,
there are five warnings in
Hebrew. 警告,
warnings after warnings.
所以警告是不是表示真基督徒会那样跌倒呢?
Does this mean that a true Christian will fall in this manner?
不是的,
no.
这是警告是告诉我们,
the warning tells us,
那也好像是基督徒,
there are those who look like
Christians.
They look as if they're part of the church.
好像经历了一切的一切,
they seem to have experienced all things.
却对神没有真正回应的人是很危险的,
Those who do not have true response to God is in a dangerous crisis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问,
let me ask you this.
你是真正对神有正确回应的基督徒吗?
Are you a Christian that truly have the right response to God?
或者你在有形教会里面一目混珠的假基督徒?
Or are you a fake Christian in the visible church of God?
你能骗人,
you can fake it to men but not to God.
今天晚上,
this evening,
你严肃地对主说,
you want to say solemnly to the Lord,
主啊,
oh Lord,
唯独你是主,
you are only Lord.
除了你以外,
other than you,
我地上没有别人, 天上也没有谁,
there are no others on earth or in heaven for me.
你是我的主,
you are my Lord.
我还归从谁呢?
To whom shall I return?
我的好处不在你以外,
my goodness is not out of you.
永生之道,
you have an eternal word.
我不会归属别人,
I will not go to others.
诸圣之中,
among all the saints,
我有你是死里复活赐生命的主。
Only you are Lord that is resurrected from the dead. I will follow you forever.
这是我的回应,
this is my response.
这是我的顺从,
this is my submission.
这是我的信仰,
this is my faith.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你不是回答我,
you are not responding to me.
这样严肃的道传出来,
such a solemn word has been preached.
只有一个回应的对象, 就是神。
There's only one object of response.
让你对主说,
say to God that I am here, Lord.
现在我们大家站起来,
let us all stand.
很严肃地站着读这一段的话,
solemnly let us read this passage.
第六章,
chapter 6.
我们从第四节, 一直到第八节来读,
verse 4 to verse 8.
论到那些, 已经蒙了光照, 赏过天恩的滋味, 又以圣灵有份, 并赏过上帝善道的滋味, 就来世全能的，若是力气到了，就不能叫他们重新懊悔，因为他们把神的儿子从地上的家，明明羞辱他，就如一块田地，吃过离去下的雨水，生长才出，何不耕种的人用，就出神的福，若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，进驻咒子。 接替就是焚烧，我们一同开声祷告。
Let us pray.